Paul, your thoughts on tonight?
I thought we were outstanding. You know, come to a very good team who's flying high at the minute. And we really took the game to them. You know, I've just looked at some of the stats there, and they've had one shot on target all game. So defensively, that shows you how good we were, especially with a really young back four. And I thought going forward, some of the breaks and the counter, we kept the ball, we moved the ball at pace, and delighted for the boys.
You got the game plan spot on tonight, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. We knew it was going to be difficult. They play expansive football. Credit to all the players, you know, they've had to change their system three or four times to try and one, break us down, and try and cope with us in the break. And to a man, I thought they were all outstanding.
Maybe been a little spell in that first half where they had their moments, Watford, but by and large, you kept them at bay, didn't you? How did you manage to keep those kind of players at bay for that long?
Well, we started the first 20-25 minutes, I thought we were outstanding. And then, because we were on top, we tried to get a little bit clever and started to complicate things. You know, so we just told them at half-time to keep it simple, do the basics right, do what we keep asking them to do in training, which is keep the ball, move it quickly. In the second half, I thought we'd done that excellent.
You could have easily sort of caved in once Watford scored, and they could have easily gained a bit of momentum, got a bit excited about scoring and bringing it level, but you managed to quell that and get on top once again. That can't be easy to sort of keep getting on top once Watford have their heads up.
It's not, but credit's got to go to the players again, you know, to have the belief, one, to go out there and play and be brave on the ball. But I thought we were brave without the ball today as well. You know, I thought the back four, I thought Wakey deserved his goal. I'm not quite sure if he meant it or not, though. Cedric, left back, was outstanding. I thought the two centre-halves were against top strikers, top championship strikers, were outstanding.
He meant that, didn't he?
Of course he did. It doesn't matter.
How difficult is it as well to keep it so tight at the back and prove such a threat on the counter-attack as well? That's the balance that you're always striving towards, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And when you come to places like this, first and foremost, you have to have a good team shape about you, and you have to defend well to give you the base to go and play your football. And I thought we'd done that today. I thought both our wide men were outstanding as well.
And Nathan Tyson really put in a shift, didn't he? Even in that final few moments, chasing down the wings, doing everything he could.
Yeah, Nathan has been different class since he came in. He's been different class since he's been left out of the team. And his attitude is up there with the best of them. You know, and he leads by example, and he showed that in his play tonight as well.
You need that, don't you?
We do. And, you know, the ones that are left out, Theo, wanted to give Theo a bit of a rest because the last sort of Tuesday, Saturday, he's worked his absolute socks off. But we want to give Nathan his chance as well, and he deserved his goal.
Makes you realise what you do have. I know you haven't got the biggest of squads here, but if you've got that in reserve, if you've got Theo Robinson and Nathan Tyson challenging each other for a place, that bodes well.
They are, and they back each other up. In fact, I said to the boys just before they went out that the togetherness that they've got amongst the group is up there with the best I've seen. And if you've got that in a squad, that you're always going to have a chance of doing well.
What was the decision to put Richie Wellens on the bench tonight?
Richie's going to sign a new contract on Thursday. We've sat down, we've spoke. He wants to take the release clause out, and he wants to play with us, which is great news.
Relief?
Relief, look, I've wanted Richie to stay here all along. We had a long chat on Monday, and the decision was done to do it. So he's going to sit down on Thursday and sign his contract, as hopefully as Paul Keegan as well.
Was this your doing then? Did you twist his arm in the end?
You'll have to tell him. Look, Richie wants to play football. And I think he realises that he's got a good chance of doing that here as well. And he's a top kid. I know people might look at things and say, well, it's a new contract, it's more money, it's this, it's that, it's the other thing. It's not. He's shown a desire to stay and play. And I've showed all along that if players want to do that, I'll play them.
And what's the length of the contract?
Richie will be this year and next year.
It's great news, isn't it, Paul, for you?
Yeah, fantastic news. And Paul Keegan as well. Paul Keegan deserves a lot of credit. You know, he's stuck by us. He's believed in what I was telling him. He's believed in what we're trying to do here. And playing the way he's played with only having a month's contract and no security really at the end of it is a big credit to Paul.
And what's the length of Paul's contract?
Paul will be 3 years. And he deserves his 3 years because he's a top, top pro.
You must look at that midfield now and be pretty excited.
It is. I thought Mark Duval was outstanding again tonight. Keegs, Dean Furman playing in an advanced position. But it's hard to pick MD out tonight. I thought they were all great. I get against a good team as well.
Do you think the news of those two midfielders, though, can really sort of create such a positive atmosphere within this group now? And on the back of this win, on the back of Saturday's win as well, you've got a lot of momentum moving forward.
We have, but we've just got to be careful we don't get carried away, and that's everybody, myself included. Sometimes I've got to make sure I don't do that, but we're The pleasing thing for me is the players are actively going out onto the pitch and doing what we're asking them to do and doing what we're doing in the training ground. And as a manager, you can't ask any more.
Who do you want in the third round?
I think the boys deserve a decent tie, to be fair.
You can't get Man United.
I'll take Man City then.
Brilliant. Cheers, Paul.
Cheers, thank you.